fuck nuts! Welcome to Mouth Off!
Did you get your intro prepared and scripted?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was going to do a skit, but now I don't feel like doing it anymore.
I kind of feel like I would need to be involved in the planning of that that skit.
Yeah, no, you were going to have to be involved in the skit because I wanted to do like how Eminem starts his song Business.
Oh, God. Yeah, no. Just
bitches
just,
and gentlemen.
No. I mean, you could have done that. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Just
I could have.
Intro the fucking thing.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Mouth Off. I'm Connor. This is Jake. What's going on, boy?
What's going on, dude?
Oh, my God. I am exhausted.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to episode two, by the way. Still, this is episode two.
Yes. Welcome to episode two. Can't believe we made it this far. You know, never in a million years would have thought we would have gotten this many episodes done, but here we are. Time flies, man.
Yeah, it only felt like a week ago that we recorded this first.
I know. It only feels like a week ago that we recorded the first episode of Mouth Off.
In a weekly podcast.
Yo, but actually, shout out to all you guys who are actually listening, because there's more you guys listening than we actually thought there would be.
So. Yeah, Connor sent me the analytics, and I was like, holy shit, okay.
I mean, it wasn't anything crazy, but we just assumed that only like three people were going to listen to this shit, and there's actually like...
Two of that was us.
Guys.
Two of those
You're
people
right.
were us.
Two of them were us. Yeah, no, we totally inflated our numbers. We don't actually have fans. We just inflated them.
Damn it.
I already started drinking because I have to get a head start.
Right,
I'm
tired
as fuck.
I'll take a sip. I'll take a sip for that.
Yeah. Pulled an all-nighter last night and then went to my construction job and came here. We're doing this, so I need a pick-me-up.
Yeah, he's a busy boy.
Yes, I am. I drank all my Red Bull last night, so I don't have any left.
I love how you're so busy this month while I'm literally taking this month off because, so the store I worked at closed down in a dying mall, and I was like, you know what? All right, fuck it. I was working my ass off doing a full-time position as an assistant manager. I'm going to take the month off, go on unemployment, clean up my house a little bit, get everything just, like, fucking fixed, and watch a fuck ton of horror movies.
Yeah, and your store closing down was actually, like, the whole reason that we, like, skipped a week. After episode zero,
yeah, we had to move.
Logistical nightmare.
We turned into blue collar workers and just started loading shit in boxes and throwing them on trucks and shit. Like it was crazy. So I was like, dude, I'm gonna be just physically tired and exhausted. All right, listen, it's not a physically challenging job, but to go from sitting on the back counter of the store doing absolutely nothing but talking to customers to going into this full force like physical workout of putting like heavy boxes into a U-Haul or whatever, it was definitely a big contrast. So I was like, I'm gonna be tired.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, no,
I
get
construction,
you.
So like,
I get you. No, listen, it wasn't hard to do at all. I did cut my hand open during that, but it's whatever. So
you know what my boss would say?
What?
Don't be a pussy.
No, we
I shit you not. You could break your fucking leg on the site and he'd be like, don't be a pussy, and just walk away.
No, we were literally getting hurt. My manager got like planted between a piece of like furniture or whatever that we were moving out, like a rack, and the back of the U-Haul. It didn't hurt him or anything really badly, but he's like, oh, like that initial shock that you might have just gotten really hurt. And he's like, we just kept going, dude, rub some dirt in it. Just rub some dirt in it. Let's go. Come on.
almost there. Final stretch. All right, yo. So I apologize to everybody because all of y'all complained immediately when you found out that I fucked up the timer, and I am so sorry. But I got a new app. So this one works. I actually tested it. It's actually going to work this time. So now you guys can actually drink along with us if you want. When this drops on a Friday at 6-ish, and I say 6-ish and not 6 exactly because we haven't upgraded our Podbean subscription yet. So
nobody uses Podbean
scheduler. Nobody uses Podbean. You don't know that.
Hey, yeah, say that.
So you ready to kick off this timer, bro?
Yeah, I kind of was assuming that you would just click it as soon as the intro, like whatever.
Nah, fuck that. No, we can get some.
All right.
We need to chit chat.
Hit it.
Start. All right.
Now we're in the maze now, boys.
We are. And I don't think I think one of the rules, though, should be that, like, nobody... We can't have dead air at all. Like, someone has to be talking.
Says the dude who had dead air last episode, too.
I know! But you're coming from the guy who's actually worked a radio station gig before.
You just gotta know when it... You gotta know when the conversation's dying down and when to jump in with something either related or something.
But, dude,
new.
It's like... Sometimes it feels like when you walk up to a girl at a bar and you, like, don't know what to say. It's like you just
I've never
stumped.
Had that issue.
Oh, shut up. You haven't always had that hair. There was at some point you had to feel awkward in front
before I could start drinking, I had short hair. But ever since 21 hit,
back
I had
played left bench in football.
Had nothing to do with hair. That had everything to do with my twig arms. So
yeah.
Oh man. By the way, Connor, I want to call you out a little bit. On air, I want to call you out that you are a big pussy for being afraid of horror movies. I want you to justify yourself.
Well, okay. So, all right.
Because, by the way, time out. When I said that I was doing horror movies all of October, I'm legitimately, like, on social media, on my Snapchat and Instagram, Instagram Jake.Bruin and Snapchat JakeandBake10, I'm putting up, like, my movie marathon, which every day it's been, like, two movies, except last night, which was three.
Yeah.
But I call it Jake's Silver Scream Marathon. And if you don't know why...
It's pretty cool, by the way.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it, and I'm putting up my Letterboxd reviews afterwards as well. So it's kind of cool to interact and kind of see how people are... If people are watching with me, like, alone, like, I just put up what movies I'm watching, and then if they have them or access to them, they can watch them at home.
I like the way you structured that, though, just to give you a little bit of credit real quick, because, like typically if I watch that many movies like that consecutively, like, I would probably feel like a lazy sack of shit, but you actually put structure to it, and you actually, like, have a schedule, and you do a review for every movie.
Yeah, so I knew that I was going to lose my mind if I wasn't working, and so...
Yeah.
I kind of turned my movie marathon where I said, because every October I want to watch a bunch of horror movies, and I bought a bulk of them, so I have a shit ton that I've never seen before, including the three Rob Zombie movies I watched last night.
You got way more into it this year than you have in previous years. I've never seen you get so excited about horror movies.
Dude, oh my, no, because I nailed it last year, and I didn't plan that one, because last year we had, I was still in college last year, and our on-campus library had a movie library at the bottom. They had all these old school... I would give that one about a 7. It was strong. It was a strong
Thank
one.
You.
It was short, but I almost went 6.5. But I'm going to give you I'm going to round up to a 7 because
kind of felt the 6.5. I'm honored that you gave it a 7.
I'm just giving it great because it was your first one on the podcast. I thought I'd give you like a little extra bump.
Wow. All right. So that's how it is.
But no, we had a DVD library downstairs in our on campus library, and it had a bunch of old 50s horror sci-fi movies and shit. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, fuck it. We're going to watch a whole bunch of movies this October because it's just classes and that. So when I did that and it worked, I enjoyed the shit out of that, and I'm doing it again. But
yeah,
this time
I will
I'm trying
say,
to get more people
like,
involved.
Are you fucking kidding me? I say one word. I say one word, and I get hit with the fucking timer.
You know what? I'll take a small sip because it was on the tail end of my word. So
No. Rules are rules. I mean, you can if you want to. I don't care. But
I'm still going to sip. Fuck it.
I mean, I need the shot anyway to get my energy up.
And 21 and over listeners should be taking a drink or a shot right now, too.
Yeah, don't be a pussy.
What were you going to say, though?
I
was talking about Joyner.
What was
going to
say?
DVD.
Oh, yeah. So, like, ever since I watched the original Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Which I was very nervous to watch because I didn't know, like, how scary it was going to be
Little
or whatever.
Bitch.
Well, no, because, like, I didn't know. So, like, like, it was just, like, the fear of the unknown. So, like, and we mentioned last episode that I had some childhood trauma with horror stuff. So.
Well, I did, too, actually, if we're going to go into traumatizing horror movie moments.
Yeah, no, we will. We will. Just so I'll wrap this up, and then we can get into that shit.
Keep going.
So, but I watched it, and it was just fucking hilarious. It was so funny because it was so bad. Like,
well, listen,
the first Friday the 13th, it's just like, it's an older movie, but it was just so bad. Like,
I love that.
I thought it was fucking hilarious. Every time somebody got murked, I was laughing my ass off. That shit was hilarious.
No, dude,
But then there was no hockey mask, and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, spoilers!
Like, I watched this whole movie.
Spoilers!
Oh, please. It was made in like 1974 or some shit.
Some people haven't watched this before. Obviously, you haven't. First off, it was 1980. But second, spoiler warning for Friday the 13th if you've never seen it and you don't want it spoiled. So
there's no hockey mask. Yeah, that really reveals a lot about the plot. Yeah.
No, I'm saying fucking that like who the killer actually was.
Oh. Like, no, I was just... No, I didn't say anything about that. I'm just saying that, like, Jason didn't have a hockey mask on.
Oh,
there
yeah.
Was no, there was no, like, Jason with a hockey mask and a machete.
He doesn't
That's
get
what
those.
I was waiting for.
He doesn't get those till the third movie, actually.
That's what I heard, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought it was the second or the third, but I think you're right, yeah. I almost thought it was second, but I think the last person told me, like, yeah, he doesn't get that till 2 minutes.
Yeah, no, later, in the second one, he has a sack over his head.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No. Okay. So I remember clips of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was
fine.
Waiting for the hockey mask and the machete because I played.
Okay. But here's
that
the thing: you can't judge that movie based off of how the pop culture like.
Yeah. No. I get
that.
I get that. You have to I was judge just. It by... I don't know. I was just looking forward to seeing that, and then it wasn't there. So
right.
That just I wasn't expecting to not see it. That's all.
Yeah, but I mean, like, here's the thing: I don't think that movie was ever intended to be a giant franchise either. Like, I think that the first movie was just like
it has
a
B-list. Movie
yeah.
written all over it.
And I think that's kind of what it's just like, hey, let's make a slasher film on that is revolved around Friday the 13th in a lake called Camp Crystal Lake or something like that. And
yeah, no,
it
and
just
dude,
blew up.
I love it when that kind of shit happens, though, to movies or video games and shit, too.
I do and I don't. I hate what happened to the Halloween series because
yeah.
What I've heard, I haven't seen these movies yet. I have them on my list and I own them now. I've seen the original Halloween, but I haven't seen the second or the third one. But the third one has nothing to do with...
What's the most recent one? It was like 2018. Was that a reboot or was that a sequel?
It's a reboot of a sequel. So like the first one is still canon. And then anything after the first one, they've kind of just like omitted from...
Okay.
I'll take that one.
Are you... No, that... rules are rules, bro. God damn it. This is fucking bullshit. One word!
I don't even think that was a word. I think he just kind of exhaled.
It was a syllable.
I think
what
he just
syllable?
Exhaled. I think he just went... and then it just goes off.
It's fucking bullshit.
While you're pouring that shot, I just want to say that the 2018 one is supposed to be now the sequel to the original. But I don't think from what I've heard and I've seen just clips and stuff, I don't think the Halloween 2 that came out after the first one was any sort of there. I don't think there's any issue with that being part of the storyline. So
yeah.
I'm going to watch the second. I've never seen the second one or the third one. I have all three of the first Halloween movies. But what I like the most about Halloween 3 is it has nothing to do with Michael Myers.
Oh, okay.
It turned into an anthology series because the Michael Myers storyline is allegedly wrapped up at the end of 2. So when they were like, oh, let's do Halloween 3, they're doing a whole different storyline that just takes place on Halloween.
Really? Oh, and, just in that world.
Yeah, and just but people were bitchy about it, and they were like, hey, oh, where's Michael Myers? I want Michael Myers.
Yeah.
So they brought him back for 4.
There's always
going
to be purists like that.
Yeah, and I looking back now, hindsight 2020, they should have fucking just done the anthology thing.
2020.
Shut up.
There was a joke in there somewhere. I don't have the brain power right now.
You're too tired.
Yeah. But no, so fun fact, the writers for the reboot Halloween 2018 were North Carolina School of the Arts alumni.
Oh shit, really?
Which was top 10 film school in the world, which is like right in North Carolina.
Why the fuck?
I think it's in Winston-Salem.
Why
I wanted to transfer
there,
but that never happened.
It's because I wasn't
I was
serious
so close
about
to finishing my degree at
Here's
that
the thing,
point,
I wasn't so serious about film until about junior year.
Yeah. I feel like once you and I started working together on stuff, I felt you getting more and more passionate about it as time went on.
Yeah, I mean, so I
especially
I
once you got to Trials and Tribulations of Stephen Richard.
Well, because I started feeling like connection to a project when we were having issues getting the actors sorted. I didn't want I loved the script I wrote. Like,
yeah.
I thought it was for a first time kind of thing. I kind of thought I just struck lightning for no reason. Like,
yeah.
It was so funny to just think about these two burglars getting
It was the first good script that you wrote.
Yeah, and basically. I didn't want to waste that on a project that wouldn't be able and I would go back and change
That's
it.
That's what Nutter Shut Up was for me. That was the first good script that I wrote.
Yeah, and I would go back and change some parts of it that's why I wish I had more time so I could do reshoots, but we never got time to do reshoots. And so
I really wish like that short film is 92% done, basically.
Yeah.
Like, it does, it bothers me probably just as much as you that it's not 100% finished yet.
It bothers the shit out of me.
And it won't be finished.
It won't. The only way it would be finished is if we redid the whole thing. And I don't know if
yeah,
I want to
do
that.
Well, what else needs to be left done on it? I mean, you need to do like the credits audio.
Yeah, I did the credits because
you just put a placeholder in there.
Yeah, I did. I just did voice memos and I just put it in the spot. And it going back and watching
it now. And to your credit, I love the way you did that though. That was such a genius problem solving idea doing that audio behind the credits. That was fucking awesome.
The way that it ended was that it gets meta. All of a sudden, it becomes a film. But then I had an ending to it that I wanted to do, and I thought it was a funny joke, but it didn't work well in the actual like film itself, so I wanted to put it at the end of the credits. So then I acted like we still had one whole scene to do, and then we did it anyway. So I like the way that came out. And watching it now, it sounds better than when I had done it. All right, welcome back, everybody. Connor's computer just shit the bed, and so we had to fix that.
Yeah, no kidding.
So
restart the fucking timer. Shit.
Yeah, start the timer up again. And then while I'm on the topic here, and while we're still talking about horror movies, Connor, you are deathly afraid of watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre, right?
Oh God. Okay. Well, alternative facts, sir. Yeah. Okay. So that's like the one that I just have the most like. that's the one that I'm just anticipating being the absolute most horrific out of all the horror movies I can think of off the top of my head.
If you think that's like, you would not survive House of a Thousand Corpses. I'm just gonna tell you, you would not survive that, because that to me is the same skeleton plot of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but it's fucking nuts. It is really? Just a fucking nutty movie. It's so fucking creepy. Like, I can't even go into it without spoiling it for you. If you ever even get the balls to watch it, like, it's just a fucking movie, bro. And it's so good. Like, there's characters now that I associate as horror classic characters that are in that movie. Yeah. Like,
really?
It's just crazy. Like, if you ever watch it, Captain Spaulding, Tiny, I can't remember some of the other
names. I will say, though, that, like, chainsaws are a direct correlation to my childhood trauma, though.
Oh, okay. Tell me about that, then.
So, that's also kind
of why. Go back and lay down on the couch, and I'll sit in a chair right next to it, and you can tell me all about your childhood trauma.
Yeah, so, so when I was like 6 years old, right, my dad took me to my first haunted house, and I was 6 years old. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I was just oblivious, and but I was like pumped. I was like, "Fuck yeah, let's go!" I was like running down the stairs. I got my sweater on. I was like, "Let's do this!" I was like, "I'm so excited!" And we went, and the line took like 45 minutes, and then we got in, and like the skit at the end of it was like this kid like runs out of this camping tent. He's like missing an arm, and he's like, "Run, run!" And there's like this guy in like a mask, like trying to. It's like a skull mask or something. He's trying to like start the chainsaw, and it won't start. And as soon as the kid like runs out and like tells us to run, he finally gets it started. It, like, cuts off his other arm, and like starts like decapitating or like cutting at his neck and shit. And at 6 years old, at point blank range, this is happening like 3 feet in front of me.
Oh my
god. Like, there's no distance involved. It is right there, because it's like you're on this little sidewalk in the backyard.
Yeah.
And they're just like right there in front of you in the yard. It's not a big area. So like, this is happening like right in front of my eyes, right in my personal space.
Jesus.
And I just like, I was mortified, basically. And then never wanted to go ever again. And then fast forward to when I'm like 12, all of my friends and I, there's this big haunted house thing happening at the Parks and Rec Center. It was like, everybody was going, and I'm like in middle school. So like, so having a social life started to become a thing. And so, yeah. like, I was like, all right, I gotta go because, like, everybody's gonna go. And so, but I went. I was like, you know what? I'm with all my friends. I'm here. You know what? Like, that happened when I was 6 years old. I'll take that shot.
Drink!
I am, like, right after we, like, had our technical difficulties, I told Jake, I was like, I'm starting to feel this alcohol now.
Yeah. I'm barely feeling it. I'm still on my first drink, so.
I mean, I started drinking before we started the podcast, so.
Yeah, I had a couple sips, but other than that, I'm waiting to catch that buzzer, boy.
To the brim, god damn it.
And down the hatch it goes. Connor, what? That's at four now, like, for you?
Three. It's three to nothing.
Yeah, if you're keeping track.
Yeah.
But you were saying about, because I have a similar experience I want to tell you about, but I did not react the same way.
So, yeah, so basically, I went with my friends and my family there and shit. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to conquer my fears like a man. I'm going to get over this. I can do this. And I just, like, I did everything I could just be like, this isn't scary. This is nothing. I got this.
Yeah.
And, like, I was in line with my friends. I was having a good time. I was actually, like, really excited because I was like, yo, like, I was so confident about it. And then we get in, you go through, like, these streamers, and immediately, but, like, I looked away for, like, half a second. I turned back around and everybody already went inside. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
Oh,
and I, like, walked in through the streamers, and then I go in, there's a ramp, and it goes straight to the left. And I'm, like, but I'm, like, looking around to, like, get aware of my surroundings and shit. And I look to the left, and I see the group, and I'm like, oh, there they are. Okay. And they're about, like, 30 feet away. With, like, the tour guide.
You had a tour guide? Oh, I get. Okay, yeah, I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, but then I heard, like, some jingling, like, behind me, like, streamers or whatever. And I turn around, and this fucker with some creepy-ass makeup and, like, the whole getup and everything. He was, like, hiding behind those streamers and shit. He was supposed to scare the entire group that was all clustered up there in the corner. But I was right there all alone behind the group. He comes right out to me, point fucking blank. 6 inches from my fucking face. I could feel his breath. And just, this is, and I, I pissed my fucking pants.
No,
and just bolted out the fucking place. I went right back out the way I came. Went outside. I was like, "Fuck this! Fuck this! I'm done. I'm out. I'm out. That's it. That's it. Throw the towel. Throw the flag, chief. I'm out.
That's all, folks."
That's all, folks. I went outside. I sat on the curb by the street. Nobody knew where I went. Like, nobody had any idea where I went. I just fucking dipped. I was sitting out on the step outside, just like in the fetal position, just crying my eyes out.
Oh my God.
Here I thought I was gonna become a man that day, and I ended up becoming a pussy.
Wait, did you actually piss your pants?
I don't know if I did. I don't think so, but I definitely cried. I definitely cried, like, a big ball of tears. I was so upset.
See, I did a
it
similar.
It was so unjustified. It was so fucked up. My mom came out. I want to hear her perspective on it. I have to ask her now because, like, I just want to know what the parents' perspective of the whole situation
she
was.
Just went, I have so no bad. Son.
It was so bad. It was so bad. So, like, from that point on, like, just anything horror, anything, like, monsters, knives, masks, blood, like, just the whole horror thing, serial killer monster thing, whatever, I just cannot handle any of it.
Jesus.
I just stay away from any of it. It wasn't until I got into college, and everybody started going to, like, the theater where we could, like, go for free on campus, and everybody would go in, like, groups, and, like, all friends went together. And at one point, I remember me and my friends, we went to go see, like, Lights Out, when that was in theaters. And I'm, like, 20 at this point. I'm a grown-ass man. All my friends are going to see this movie. I can't be no bitch, so I got to go. And so, like, it was at that point that I was starting to, like, get my shit together with horror stuff. I was finally starting to actually, like, come back around. So now I'm actually, like, trying to, like, dip my toes in the water and kind of, like, kind of get into it.
Yeah, I remember getting into
Why was
it.
Our timer not going? God damn it!
Right. Is it not? It has it not been rolling that whole time?
My drunk ass forgot to start the timer. Yeah.
Did you? Wow. How convenient that you forgot to start it right when I was about to.
Yeah,
I
think I deserve another drink for that. That's not fair.
Right when I was about to start going on my tangent, and you fucked
I know.
Up.
No, it totally would have gone off during that. So I'm just gonna go ahead and take another drink.
I remember
all of you listening who are Team Connor. I don't think you have to drink for this. I'm just gonna make that rule up now. But I'm gonna take.
I'm taking a drink just because I'm way too sober.
I'm holding myself accountable. Yeah, you're like undefeated. You're like, I got a goose egg on the board right now.
When I got into horror movies and stuff, it was because of the film program. Because right before that, I hated horror movies. I kept saying, why the fuck would I go and. I want to be entertained. I want to watch an action movie or a comedy movie. Why would I want to purposefully go get scared? I didn't realize, yeah. After knowing how movies are made, that these are so unique and so there's yeah. a whole extra element to filmmaking when it comes to doing horror movies. Because
it's like it's completely own thing. It's completely its own thing.
Especially old ones where you have to really understand set design and practical effects, which I still think are more dominant than computerized ones, especially during horror. And if you disagree with
when
me,
done
watch
right.
John Carpenter's The Thing or Pumpkinhead. If you want to know what...
All right, well, we can get into a whole debate. I'm not going to swear up and down by CGI or practical, but I will say that there is a right way and a wrong way to do either.
Well, here's the... Actually, you know what? You want to see... side by side, which is better? Watch John Carpenter's The Thing, and then The Thing like reboot slash remake slash prequel.
I do want to watch that, but I heard that was like freaky as fuck.
What?
The Thing.
Did you watch that?
No, not yet. I had this terrible fear of spiders, so like
it's not. It's a spider.
I know it's not a spider, but it looks like it's got like long fucking.
Well, that's
legs
only
like
a one part of it. That's only like one scene. That's not the thing itself. That is part of the thing.
Oh, it's not.
You got to know. You got to watch the thing to know the thing, man. It's just a thing. You can't define the thing. It's a thing.
You don't know the thing till you see the thing, bro.
Yeah. But if you, like I said,
really starting
there's
to get drunk.
There's practical effects that really like hold up, and if they're just done right, it's so much better in my opinion than CGI. And that's kind of what I love the most about old horror movies is you see that a lot more. If you watch old zombie movies and you see Tom Savini's like practical gore effects, way better than CGI blood and CGI gore.
You know, I want to watch the most recent Alien film,
Covenant.
Was it Alien Covenant?
Yeah,
because Ridley Scott came back and directed that one. To like,
I didn't see it,
and it's still fucking tanked. And I want to see the difference between that and the original. Now, what I saw in the trailer was that the monster was made of CGI, and there was shots in like broad daylight. So I just want to see like what different filmmaking techniques he used in that film that could have caused it to tank.
I didn't watch it, but
I'm a big fan of the first Alien,
yeah,
for those who don't know.
I've seen reviews of Alien Covenant, and there's a whole extra element to it. It's not just about practical effects or the fact that it's the alien or space or anything like that, but the original Alien had such a great cast of characters, too. Like, all of them felt well-represented and had their own attachment to the audience, and I think that that's something that
gets... The first Alien?
Yeah, you can connect a lot with... Jesus, all right. Pound the shit out of the mic.
I'm just adjusting my mic real quick. Sorry.
You can connect better with the characters in the first Alien movie, apparently, than you can in Covenant. Like, it's kind of just... There's obvious people in play in Covenant that are just there to get killed. And I don't think that's...
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything like that in the original Alien.
I would say a lot of movies suffer from that now. Like, maybe it was like that back then. I don't know if that's like a now thing or if that's like always been the case. But like, a lot of movies suffer from the fact, like, you know immediately when somebody's going to get killed or not. I think that has to do with probably, honestly, character design. Are you fucking kidding me?
Here I was thinking it was my turn coming up.
That's what I was thinking too. Are you fucking kidding? This is what I tried to tell you. This is what I tried to tell you, Jake. One of us could get obliterated the entire episode. It wasn't gonna be even. Like, oh, I'm gonna anticipate oh, like between 3 and 6 minutes, that's not enough. I'm going to anticipate when it's going to come and I can just shut up. No, like you don't know like who's going to get obliterated or not. It could be completely one-sided. It's random.
Yeah, I just stopped talking too. You
and
just
I ran out
over.
Of rum, so I,
Jell-O
I,
shots.
I moved on to Jell-O shots. Yeah, I have a bunch of leftover Jell-O shots from this weekend.
Shit,
so.
Man, are you, I mean, we're only halfway through this thing. Are you going to be able to have enough alcohol? Like, how is that? Oh, you are pissing off a lot of people right now with that slapping, smacking. All right, for people who
trying, man.
For people who cringe,
I have a lot more. I have a lot more Jell-O shots than these seven that I brought out. The timer shouldn't go off that many times on the episode that I have to.
Yeah, we're gonna have to change that up. All
right, how was your timer's going?
How was your weekend, Connor?
Oh my god.
Actually, time out. Before you get started, I'm gonna need another drink anyway. All right. Just because I've been doing my own merit. So stop that timer.
Refill timeout.
Stop the timer.
All right, it stopped.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get some more ice and then I'm gonna make my other drink here. But yeah. Be right back.
How about you, Miss New Booty? Bring it together and bring it back to me. Hit the dance floor. That's some other shit. Something. Other words. Booty everywhere. Booty everywhere.
All right. While I'm making this other drink, why don't you go ahead and tell us about your weekend here. Start that timer, please.
Oh, yeah.
That there.
Okay. So, what had happened was... So... Jake and I are graduates from East Carolina University, for those who don't know.
Purple!
Future listeners.
God!
So we were alumni from East Carolina University, and we tailgating is a big thing. Football culture is a big thing.
Goddamn
ECU
right.
Came and played Georgia State here in Atlanta, and I immediately got tickets as soon as I found out. So this is like just... right when sports came back after the pandemic, just recently. So, I got 4 tickets, had some buddies come in from out of town.
Yeah, I just couldn't go. Game. I needed to save my money.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You should have came because it was a pretty fishing time.
I know. But I've been ducking people to do my horror movie marathon. Like, if anything's going to be overnight or after 7, I'm like, go fuck yourself. I have movies to watch. So... if it happens again somehow miraculously, if it's gonna happen again in November, I'll come. But like, not in October. That's my month. I'm being selfish.
Okay. Well, since Jake wants to be a virgin, he wasn't able to go. So
hold up.
I had some friends come in from out of town, and we went out to all like the bars and shit. And it, for those of you who don't know, like in Georgia, in the state of Georgia. They just pretend like COVID doesn't exist.
Yeah, if you follow like... Old Roast, like Old Row or anything, half of the bar videos, like on the Mechanical Bull, are right next to his apartment.
Oh, all the ones of the Mechanical Bull are right next
to
my apartment.
That's like
that
half
is the
of
same
the
Mechanical
too.
Bull.
That's like half the
it's
one.
PBR bar at the Battery by the Braves Stadium. Yeah, no, that is like the.
I didn't know you were close to the Braves Stadium.
Yeah, I'm like a mile away.
Oh
yeah,
shit!
It's half a grid walk. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and it's all open container, too. All those bars over there, it's all open container.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's fucking amazing. So, yeah, I'm going to get hit again by this timer.
You know what? I actually don't think it's fair that you get to see the timer right next to you.
It doesn't show me. It just says counting. Oh. It doesn't show me, like, when it's going to happen. Yeah.
Don't start doing the thing I was literally about to accuse you of doing. Where it's...
Oh,
stop being silent, cunt. Come on now.
So... well, I mean,
get hit, get ready.
What to say and what not to say. So first night we went to that bar, the one with the bull PBR bar, ended up bringing a girl home. Actually ended up taking a girl's virginity for the first time, dude. I shit you not.
Whoa. I didn't know about this.
Yeah. No, it was the first time.
Congratulations.
I mean, it was a bittersweet accomplishment because like I went home with a 6.5, 7, and by the time I got home, sobered up to a two or three, so.
Oh.
So that was,
oh.
That was a long night.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Well,
so.
I mean. You know, whatever. It happens.
It happens a lot.
You know what? You had fun, and she had fun, and that's all that matters during a global pandemic is having fun.
Yeah. No, like, what's funny, I declared this to my friends the other day. Like, I need a wingman to not to get me to talk to girls or bring me into conversations, but to veer me away from the ones I shouldn't be talking to. So.
Was it just, like, being drunk or... Like,
well, so
just,
here's the thing. Like, confidence is a big turn on for me.
Confidence.
So if a girl walks up to me and flirts with me and buys me a drink, you know, that's a huge turn on.
So if you take, like, their position and they take your position, then if you swap the
I, that's a little gay. I wouldn't put it that
if
way.
If you swap
but...
the, I mean, dude, listen, you're basically saying you swap the societal bar roles. And that's
yeah,
why you
I mean, like, I'm not saying
I'm
like, taking a dildo on the
drinks,
ass or anything.
If I'm
but...
not getting flirted with, I don't give a fuck. Like,
no, I mean, it's no, just like, I don't know. There's because like so many girls like just have guys like coming up to them like 24/7. It's just nice to see that change in pace. It's just fuck. I am sweating. The fuck is some fucking ad that
copyright!
I have to participate in. There's some fucking game, like, making me...
Wait, what's the game?
I don't know. There's some dragon just, like, humping the grass, and then there's a bunch of gems that I have to align, and I can't press the X up on the top to... Ah!
Episode 2 of Mouth Off Partycast is brought to you by Dragon Humping Gem Hunting Games, or Humping Hunting whatever fucking thing he just told me about.
I'm rebooting the
program. Go ahead and download the Dragon Humping Gem Hunting Game now. Our unnecessary sponsorship of the week.
Yeah.
He goes and just completely eats out that little thing of Jell-O right there. Yeah, get that.
Gotta practice that tongue action.
Okay. All right, calm down. Calm down now. You got some practice over the weekend. You're gonna piss people off doing that. Stop. people who hate the sound of like smacking and chewing are probably going.
Fuck. God damn. I'm sweating. Where was I?
You were at the part where you were saying you need a wingman to stop you from flirting because attraction, and
yeah.
You were saying something about gender roles.
Oh,
the bar.
Yeah. So like, yeah. All right. Starting the timer again. Yeah, no, confidence is just a big turn on for me. So, like, if a girl, like, walks up to me, flirts with me, introduces herself, and buys me a drink, like, this, it's just, it's refreshing, and it's a turn on, and I just have a lot of respect for it. So, like, when a girl buys me a drink, like, I'm not going to turn it down. Like, I'm actually going to talk to her. Like, even if she's, like a five or a six, I'm like, all right. But when I'm drunk, a drunk five or six, then when you sober up, you know, scale always goes down as you sober up. So,
yeah,
you know, if you start at a five, imagine where you are when you sober up. But yeah, so I mean, nah, I need a wingman.
I feel sure. You. I feel you.
Yeah.
But
I don't have any guy friends out here, man. All my friends out here are chicks. All of them, except for my friend Evan, who's like,
I don't know why
chick.
You're complaining.
I'm kidding. Evan, I love you.
I don't know why you're complaining about that.
Ties right back. Touches the same elephant as to why, like, I needed my boys for this football game is because, like, I needed my boys.
Yeah.
Like, Saturday just has not been for the boys. Like, oh. I don't have, don't have any, like, bros to just bro out with. Like, girls need girls to hang out with. Guys need guys to hang out with. Like, I've just been surrounded by the opposite sex, like, nonstop. And, I mean, like, look, it's taken me... Look, I've been in the city for a year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a year later that I'm just now starting to consider this a problem. So take that into account.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to stop there, but, yeah. No, it was nice to have a couple of my boys in town.
I'm glad you had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was a great weekend.
I mean, I've just been sitting here doing my little horror movie marathon, so.
But I will say we were riding the struggle bus after the football game on Saturday because one of my buddies that came into town, his little sister, was not 21. She was the only person in the entire group that wasn't 21. And dude, I've been through this situation so many times. Like I went on tour with a friend of mine's band up and down the East Coast to every single major city on the East Coast or east of the Mississippi. And I swear to God, dude, like I was the only one under 21. Everybody else in the band was over 21. The only places that we could go to were strip clubs because nobody would get me in anywhere after 9 in any city.
Damn.
Like we tried for an entire month. I could not get into a single bar for an entire month in a single city.
Again, you're presenting a situation as a problem when it sounds like a perfectly fine situation to be in. So,
I mean,
well, my friends here
led to me going to my first strip club. So that's good. But then it turned bad because I spent $500 at my first strip club in Chicago. So like I dropped $500 the first time I went, and it was a nude strip club. It was supposed to be like one of the highest rated strip clubs in Chicago. And it was my buddy's birthday. I got him a table dance. I got myself a private show. I was like giving each band member like $20 to throw singles. But then the ATM fee was like $15. $15 for an ATM fee. But I was so drunk, I didn't realize it until the next day.
Holy shit. Okay, hold on, dude.
So So lesson learned, kids. Leave your debit card at home if you're going to go to a strip club.
Okay, so holy shit.
You seem very quiet and uncomfortable, and I don't know what's happening. You were looking on your phone, and you look like you have to piss.
I don't know if I'm going to leave this in the podcast or not. My heart is, like, racing right now. Shit, man. If anybody listening is rock fans, Eddie Van Halen just died.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. Fuck, dude.
What?
Shit.
Just now.
Like, I just got the news that Eddie Van Halen has passed away. Oh, fuck me.
You're fucking kidding me.
I'm drinking now.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my fucking God.
That just ruined my whole fucking buzz.
I wish I waited till after the podcast to open my phone, but I was getting blown up by text messages. Fuck me. God damn it. God fucking damn it. Oh, fuck. All right, hey, listen, we got like 20 minutes left of the podcast.
Well, don't forget we had like 15 minutes like in the previous, like before we stopped, remember?
I know. Fuck me. Why did I have to fucking read that during the fucking podcast? Shit.
No, it's all good.
I might have to leave this in though because this is a big moment. I don't want to like, oh my fucking God. Drink.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers to Eddie Van Halen. Holy fucking shit. Cheers to Eddie Van Halen. Oh, my fucking God, dude. Oh, that's going to hurt me after this podcast.
Fuck.
That's going to hurt me after this podcast because I'm really holding it back right now.
Dude, 2020 just like,
this is the worst fucking year ever. This is the worst fucking year ever. Holy fucking shit. God damn it. All right.
Do you know what the cause was?
He's been battling cancer and they've been keeping it on the down low. I know that. We've been following that. Shit, man. All right, this is what his son had to... Fucking goddamn it. All right, goddamn it. Fuck. Okay, hold on. I'm pulling up what his son had just said. I'm fucking shaking right now, dude.
No, I understand.
Yeah, no. All right, little background for me. Eddie Van Halen has been, like, in my top tier influences for guitar playing. And, like, he's, like... Him and Angus Young from AC/DC are, like, the two biggest reasons why I picked up the guitar to begin with. So... To just know that this is happening, like, fuck, dude. This is what his son had to say. Said, I can't believe I'm having to write this, but my father, Edward, I don't know how to, Ludwig, I think is his, he's from, I think he's Dutch or something. Van Halen has lost his long-term, oh, God damn it, they're going to make me have to try and say this fucking cancer. Like, I don't know where this is located. I don't know how to say this. I'm not a medical expert, but he had cancer and he lost the battle this morning. Like, fuck, mm-hmm. Fuck, dude, fuck! God fucking damn it.
God damn it, man.
Yeah, you know what? No, I'm leaving this in because this is how it goes sometimes, man. This is life's ups and downs. You're having a party one moment, the next moment.
Yeah. It is what it is. Yeah, just leave it.
We got to leave it in. We got to leave it in because mad respect for Edward Van Halen. So, listen. All right, I just want to give a little background here. Like I said, one of my top tier guitar players of all time and an absolutely legendary guitar player, revolutionized the way to play the guitar, and he has inspired the whole 1980s rock and metal scene in Los Angeles. If it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have bands like Motley Crue, Rat, Poison,
damn right, man,
Dawkins, none of those.
Dude, you don't even have to be a musician or a music guy to be a fan of Eddie Van Halen.
Think about the guitar playing. You'll never ever hear anything as
like,
as magnificent.
Like in the music world, that's like losing Eddie Van Halen in the music world is probably just equally as bad as losing Kobe Bryant in the sports world.
Oh, most definitely.
I mean, are you fucking kidding me?
Most definitely. And I've been obsessed with Van Halen for the longest time, and God fucking damn it, man. This is rough. This is a rough one, man. I think 2020's gone too far this time. You know, I listen, here's the thing. When we went to 2020...
All you guys listening, I'm really sorry that the party cast...
Yeah, I'm sorry the party
ending on this note.
I'm sorry this happened, but...
This literally just happened.
I just caught. My friend texted me, and I couldn't, like, it popped up. I couldn't ignore it. It said Eddie Van Halen has died, and I if I didn't see my phone light up like that and read that, then this whole party train would not have gone off the rails for a little bit. But,
yeah,
like, when I saw that, I couldn't ignore it. I tried to ignore it, and Connor saw me just visibly, like, disappear, like, mentally. Like, my brain just shut off.
It was abundantly clear that something was wrong.
And I didn't know. When I read that, I was trying to contemplate whether or not I should bring this up or if I should just kind of, like, hold it back, but I couldn't.
No.
Damn it, man.
Let it all out there. Well,
I saw him live. I saw him live.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. I've been, I gotta make another drink. You know what? Fuck it. I'm not gonna get more ice.
Fuck the timer. We're just drinking now.
Yeah.
Fuck that, man. God damn it.
I remember in 2012, the last Van Halen out. God, I can't believe I have to say that. The last Van Halen album to ever come out was A Different Kind of Truth. And I was so excited because that was the first album that they were getting their original singer back, David Lee Roth, who, again, coming 2 out of 4 with what I love to do with singing and guitar playing, David Lee Roth, one of my all-time inspirations for being like a lead singer, and not so much the singing aspect, but just the showmanship and the frontmanship. I was like, this is like going to be a legendary album. I bought it. It was a great album. I loved it. And they went on tour with it. I saw them live, and I'm just so fucking glad I can say I saw Eddie Van Halen live in the flesh play Eruption. I'll never, ever get another moment that, like, tops some kind of... That's an experience. If you get to see Eddie Van Halen... If you ever got the chance to see Eddie Van Halen play Eruption live, you have, like, a very cherished memory. It doesn't matter when. You just... If you saw that magnificent guitar player play that craft so well, you have a memorable experience that you... If people, like, it's changing. It's life-changing to see that happen. So, if you saw that, have another drink. Cheers to that one. Oh, my God, man. I don't think I've ever been, like, this shook before. I think the last time I got this shook was when Lemmy died. That was, like, 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Lemmy?
Lemmy from Motorhead. Lemmy
Kilmister.
No shit. But that one, like... I don't know, both of them just, Jesus Christ, man. I know what I'm going to be doing until my movie marathon kicks off. I'm going to be listening to all my Eddie Van Halen, or all my Van Halen albums now. Actually, you know what I did have at one point? I think back in middle school, I had a Converse that had the Eddie Van Halen guitar design on it, like the red, white, and black stripes all over it. I used to wear those all the time. I actually beat the hell out of them, though, just because I would never take them off. But, yeah, man, it's... God damn it, man. This is... This is a tragedy. This one's a tragedy.
I'm sorry I'm so quiet. I'm just kind of speechless because, I mean, I grew up with Eddie Van Halen. Van Halen, just in general, just like anybody else. I mean, like, I probably need to text my uncle. I know my uncle is a massive fan of Van Halen. I have Jell-O all over my wall.
How the fuck did you get Jell-O on your wall?
Well, when I did that first shot for Eddie, I threw the fucking thing at the wall.
God damn it. All right, listen, guys. All right, here's the thing. We got to wrap this up on a high note. We got to, for the last 15 minutes or so, we got to just come back and bring the energy because we can't let something like this slow it down. We can't. We're here for a reason. We're here to listen to a podcast.
We're getting fucking lit next episode.
We're here to have fun. Unless Ozzy dies, then we might have
I think next episode. I think next episode we're gonna do this competitively.
Oh shit!
And we're gonna raise the stakes with the timer a little bit, and we're gonna get fucking. We're gonna get serious next episode.
Maybe it needs to be November, buddy. Maybe it needs to be November. Maybe in November. I don't know. We'll have to see because I don't have.
We'll debate it behind the scenes.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
So just to finish this off, and I'm gonna try to get through this. We did promise last episode that we would read a Quentin Tarantino script in the voices of Rick and Morty.
Yep.
And I'm going to try to fucking do this. But we decided to go for the section in Pulp Fiction.
Are you sure, man? We can wait till next episode.
We promise people. God damn it, I'm going to deliver my
promise.
Well,
technically we didn't promise them, but I also think that we won't, that they'll understand, like, you know, why we're not really in the right headspace to be playing these characters right now.
Fuck. All right, next episode we promise we'll do the Rick and Morty thing, but in the meantime we gotta end this on a high note. We gotta end this somehow on a high note.
I got the timer right this time.
you know Connor, for getting the timer right this time.
Put in like a crowd of applause and then post.
I mean, listen, I'm not opposed to having this episode end a little earlier too, just because.
Well, dude, there's an extra 16 minutes, you know, attached, you know, to this hour long clip that we have here.
Oh shit, you're right. All right.
Yeah. If anything, we're running low.
Do you have any ideas on how to upswing this?
I don't know, man. No, I don't. I think we just need to go ahead and just wrap it up. Just take one more drink for Eddie and.
So you're fine with this being like 45 minutes then?
It's not going to be 45. I'm sitting here trying to tell you it's not going to be 45 minutes. This one clip alone is 54 minutes and 33 seconds.
Yeah, but it
right
tacked
now.
On to the back of the other clip that's.
Tacked on, added on to the 16 minutes we already had recorded.
Before. See, what I've got going on right now is that we're about to break the, like, we just broke this 56 minute threshold and it's been in one continuous track and I have to cut out certain things. So it's only going to make it like.
That's weird. No, yeah, I mean, it's fine. It doesn't have to be an hour. So,
all right, you know what? Sorry, everybody. We're going to have to wrap this one up a little early on a sadder note.
We're completely discombobulated.
Yeah, it's just this news is kind of just something that shakes you. And it's hard to kind of come back from that and make it back to the energy that we had going into this. And as Connor downs another Jell-O shot, which rightfully so, I'm going to take another drink too. It's hard to keep it back up. It's hard to do. It's hard to keep that energy that we had at the beginning after something this striking. Like,
yeah.
So my apologies for reading the phone during the podcast. Like I said, it just popped up right in front of me and I couldn't ignore it. So
no, that's okay. I remember when Kobe died, I was at work and I was working a sales job at the time and saw it on the TV and it said helicopter crash. I didn't think anything of it because it didn't say Kobe Bryant on the headline. But I went back to my desk and all of a sudden I got a bajillion text messages just like you did about Eddie. And like as soon as I found out, I was like, I was just shook and I could not make a single sales call. I couldn't pick up the phone. Like I could not fucking move. I couldn't even think straight. So,
yeah, I found that out. I was leaving. When I found that one out, I was leaving Charleston. I visited my cousin and we had a fun little weekend or whatever, and I was driving back up, so I didn't have my phone on the entire time. So when I got home, I was like 3 hours late to the news. And
yeah,
so I was like, oh fuck, god damn. And I should have known that event, I think, kicked off just this downward spiral for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I heard a great conspiracy theory that someone came back in time and brought Rage Against the Machine together, and that's what fucked up the entire timeline.
I told you that.
One of the Infinities. Oh, is that you?
I said that 2020 was the year that like five bands broke their retirement agreement or came out of retirement after like 10 plus years, and those all together, like, it was like the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Like, Motley Crue destroyed their contract. My Chemical Romance got back together. Rage Against the Machine was coming back. Like, these huge bands.
And then Hollywood Undead.
Yeah. And they, yeah. So
they all came back together. And that never should have happened. And so now the timeline is completely fucked up and everything's in chaos.
Yeah. So, but listen, man, I'm not really feeling it too much anymore. So.
Yeah, I think that wraps this
up. I think we got to wrap this one up. Sorry, guys, for having this such a dour note.
For this being so shitty.
But yeah, next episode, hopefully, unless some other bullshit goes on, we should be back full force and ready to give you like such great content to have fun with. It's unfortunate that this happened right during the recording, but
yeah.
Shit happens. I mean, listen, anybody who listens to Howard Stern, they were on air when 9/11 happened, and they had to, like, push through that, so.
That is rough.
Actually, you know what's interesting? I listened to that clip, and
yeah,
it's a comedy show, and of course the times were different, so they made some, like, lewd jokes just during that, because they're supposed to be a comedy show, so. They kind of said some funny or fucked up shit in hindsight, but about 5 minutes after the news came out and we still didn't have any news on it, the one guy on the couch goes, dude, what if it's one of those like serious terrorist attacks, like one of those ones that like gets planes hijacked and stuff like that? And the dude was fucking spot on like 5 minutes after receiving the news. So
that's kind of awkward.
Yeah, like he just kind of said that, throwing it, oh, dude, what if it was like one of those terrorist attacks, like they hijacked the planes or something? And then boom, he was fucking spot on. I was like, oh my god, that's fucking haunting to hear that.
Yeah, that's awkward.
But anyway, yes, next week, better spirits.
Yep.
I hope you enjoyed the first half of the podcast, because that's what it's going to be like most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? Just keep being awesome. Keep doing cool things out there, everybody. Yep.
Keep. What's the fucking name? Goddamn, I'm drunk.
Yeah, Hunter's pretty wasted right now.
I mean, keep staying alive in 2020.
Yeah, keep just survive.
Keep persevering. Just survive.
All right. See y'all next week.
See you. Peace.
Hey guys, it's Jake. I just wanted to hop on here again real quick and apologize for absolutely destroying the momentum of episode 2 of the PartyCast. That news came as a complete shock to me, and it kind of shook me in the moment, because Eddie Van Halen was such an influential person in my life. And now that some time has passed and my mind is more clear, I kind of wanted to give a definitive eulogy for the man. Because, you know, I tend to throw the word legend around a lot, but no one more encapsulated the definition of the word than Eddie Van Halen. I mean, shit, dude. If you looked up the definition of guitar player in the dictionary, it definitely should be accompanied by a picture of that man. I mean, never in recent history has any sort of news really shook me like that. And although I've never met him in person, I kind of feel like I've known him for a lifetime. I kept asking myself, how the hell could this year get any worse? And just short of losing a family member, I think I kind of got my answer. I loved Van Halen. They were in the top 5 bands of all time for me. And that band never would have been conceived if it weren't for Eddie Van Halen. Aside from probably Angus Young, I probably would have never picked up the guitar if it weren't for Eddie. You know, when I was in middle school, I would sport a pair of Converse shoes with the Frankenstrat design on them, which, during the 8th grade talent show, I wore them while I played Panama on the guitar. In 2012, I got to see the man in the flesh play Eruption at the Greensboro Coliseum, and that memory will forever be etched in my mind till the day I die. Eddie, your music has become a part of me. It inspired me and still inspires me the way it did for every guitar player back in 1978 when they were blessed to hear you through the speakers for the very first time. Rock music could easily be defined by pre-Van Halen and post-Van Halen because you changed the fucking game. And you are forever immortalized every time a Van Halen song is played. Thank you, Eddie, from the bottom of my heart for everything you gave to this world. Your talent will forever be unmatched. The greatest there ever was, Edward Van Halen. Rest in peace, brother. And as a fitting end to this eulogy, I thought I'd play a little bit of guitar. I sure as hell can't match up to the king himself, but at least I can try.